Welcome to Life in Business, the podcast for business owners ready to rewrite the rules and create a business and life you truly love. I'm Libby Langley, your host, business coach, Amazon best-selling author, and expert in helping you work less, earn more, and enjoy the journey. Each week, I share straight-talking strategies and honest insights to help you simplify, grow, and find more joy in your business. Here's this week's episode. Hello. This is a cheeky little bonus episode, number 111. Felt like a good number to do as a bonus episode for you. And it's all about looking back and moving forward, right? Something that we need to do. Do we need to do it? We want to do. We do at this time of year. It's going live on the 31st of December. And what better time to kind of reflect on that, on the year that's happened, right? I wanted to kind of share some wins and some wisdom with you because I don't know. I mean, my business is great, right? I celebrated 13 years in business this year. I've worked with 6,500 people. I've been to a million and one conferences and events and spoken on stages and written a book, and I have this podcast. And yet, still learning, right? Still always learning, still refining, still improving, and still changing, still discovering, all those things. So my wins and wisdom that I'm going to share with you, they're absolutely not, oh yeah, here's how I made my first million, because that's, who cares, right? Have I made that much over my years in business? Yes, I mean, probably, maybe, I don't know. Not quite, but not far off, right? And but that's over a really long period of time, really long period of time. So it's stupid, you know. And also it's irrelevant, yeah, because how much money someone makes just doesn't matter to anyone else. It just really doesn't, because you could make £1 million in a year, but your mortgage payments are £7,000 a month, right? It's all relative. It doesn't matter. What matters is that you are profitable and that you are happy, right? They're kind of the things that really matter here. So good. I feel like that was a caveat that I just needed to get there for you. So, right. What are we going to reflect on? Well, I would say that kind of my biggest win and wisdom for this year is absolutely just, ooh, really uncomfortable for me to have done it, but I'm getting better at it, is leading with my heart, right? It's not my natural leader mode, right? I think it's probably because I'm autistic, but I'm quite head focused about stuff. And I have a really strong sense of right and wrong and fairness and justice and all of this. And they often feel very kind of like head-led emotions. And yet, I am very emotional, and emotional regulation is something that I sometimes struggle with. And I know that's kind of all part of it. But this leading with heart is something that I don't think I've really done before. Started to kind of think about it over the last couple of years with the support of Jackie Acree, my gorgeous EFT coach, that's really kind of helped me to connect the head and heart. But this year I've gone like full on, what is my heart drawing me towards? You know, what makes me stand up straight and radiate a golden light out of my chest? And it's yeah, it's weird. It's been a weird journey for me, a weird journey of discovery, but honestly, cracked it. And that's not to say that this work is done and this work is completed, but I absolutely know categorically, without a single shadow of doubt, and that's the important thing, right? No doubt, that Confidence to Grow is the best thing that I've ever created. It's the best space for clients to work with me. It's the thing that I can just absolutely kind of give myself to without any, you know, there's like niggles that you get sometimes of like, yeah, this is great, but there's none of that. And that's taken a lot of work to get there. So absolutely, you know, we all say, us coaches, you know, we're great for saying, just do what you want to do, you be you and all of that. And it's like, yeah, but that's hard. It can be really hard because it's quite frightening. And it leads on to the second thing that I'm going to talk about, which is the power of saying no, right? But definitely for me, yeah, leading heart-led. Yeah, it's been oh my goodness me, it's been a lot of therapy this year for one reason and another. But it's been great. And it's something that, you know, when the kind of setbacks or the slow periods come, which they always do in business, right? There are always peaks and troughs. There are busy months, there are quieter months. You get to know this depending on what you do, what you deliver. And, you know, the setbacks, life is always going to life, right, and throw things at you. But if through that, you know that absolutely in your heart, and I mean in your heart, that what you're doing is right, it can weather some pretty tough storms, that's for sure. Because this year's been pretty hard for, personally, you know, it has. You know, there've been some quite big changes with my husband and work, and you know, we kind of live apart a lot of the time now because his new job is away. You know, and all that stuff has been really, 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 really challenging. And do we sell the house? Do we not sell the house? All the things that I've talked about over the last few months in this podcast. So it's been I would say it's been an unsettling year. It certainly hasn't been a year of continuity and calm. And so to have continued to do the work on myself and to have created confidence to grow and built it as this incredible coaching space for people to come and be, right? And for me to guide and support, but ultimately just to have the space and place to be able to share what needs to be shared to move forward in the business. It's something that I'm incredibly proud of. So it is, yeah, it's a massive win. It's an absolutely enormous win. And my experience and my journey is very much something that I support other people to go through. And I do know that it sounds like I'm turning into a hippie in my old age, right? But you know, I don't know. It's just easier. And that's what I kind of try and communicate, is that it's going through the weeds is awful, but oh my God, when you come out the other side, well, this is great. This is, we can do that. We can just keep doing this. This is great. And that's, you know, that's been a particular kind of win, and is a wisdom that I would like to impart to you for sure. So the power of saying no. I've always been really big on saying no. You know, I talk about it a lot. You will know that if you've been in my world for any length of time. It's like my favorite word. And, you know, no, I don't want to. It's just a way of turning down all sorts of things, particularly family related. But yeah, it's one thing that I think has been had a certain element of bravery to it, just to show that I still feel the same as I've kind of always felt, and that you feel, that, you know, saying no to stuff is tough, right? Turning down work, whether you want to do it or not, it's a big, brave thing to do. It just is, because whilst it frees up headspace and allows space for other opportunities and all of this, it's like, yeah, but they're willing to pay me for something. So it's hard, right? And I have practiced this year saying no to people who want to work with me one-to-one, because that's what I've done. You know, that's the way people have been able to work with me for a long time, and I stopped doing that. It was just over a year ago, so November, I think, October, November, what year was that? Oh my God, 2023, when I decided that I didn't want to do one-to-one anymore. And it was June 2024 when that kind of eventually got phased out, right? Because I had existing clients, and I'm not going to sack my existing clients because they're gorgeous people, right? So it took a while for that transition. And, you know, it's something that I get asked about quite frequently. And it is something that, as I'm saying no, I have this monologue that says, yeah, but they're really nice and you'd really like to work with them. And, you know, it's the the income from that is fantastic. And then, but there's another voice that's like, yeah, but you don't want to do it. You don't want to do it. You don't want to do it. Stop doing it for a reason. You don't want to do it. Confidence to grow is your focus. And it's really, you know, it's kind of, it's quite hard. And I think that will probably resonate with you that this internal monologue is always loud sometimes, right? But knowing exactly what it is that you want to do and sticking to that is the biggest grace that you can give yourself. It's the most powerful thing you can do. Definitely, definitely highly recommend that, right? And being flexible, to be flexible sounds like a contradiction to saying no, right? But it isn't, because by flexible, I mean acknowledging that life is always going to be lifey, right? And things are all always going to change. You know, and your husband might leave his job and not work for 3 months and, you know, stuff, right? Stuff happens. Or someone gets ill, or, you know, all these things that just kind of happen. Or we get ill, or, yeah, things just happen. And so being flexible around these kind of unexpected events or shift in circumstances, that's really, really important. And for the majority of my clients, my gorgeous Confidence to Grow people, members, is, you know, this is one thing that I say. There's always an element of kind of frustration about, oh, I was going to do this and that happened. And I want it to be like this, but I've got these responsibilities. And it's like, yeah, and that's not going away. By having this real focus on your business and where you want to go, it doesn't stop the other stuff happening, right? It doesn't stop your parents getting ill or your kids needing additional attention or, you know, I don't know, with the roof leaking, whatever happens, right? It doesn't stop any of that. However, what it does is it takes away an element of stress and concern. So if your business is absolutely in your heart, the thing that you want to do and the way that you want to lead and just feel so right, the flexibility required to cope with life is a darn sight easier, right? So yeah, it all kind of comes together. And you know, I talk about business being kind of life first rather than business first, you know, because I just think, yeah, we can't change any of that stuff. So we've got to adapt to it. And that flexibility really, really does make a difference. And I hope that that's something that you take with you, that you can't stop stuff. So control what you can control. Yeah, because your business, you can. And as well, do you celebrate your wins? Do you celebrate your wins? And by wins, I mean like teeny tiny, oh my God, I'm down to 3 emails in my inbox kind of wins, to the massive, wow, 10 clients, yeah, best month ever kind of wins. There's such a scale there of things to celebrate. And I don't think that those small things should be overlooked. Absolutely not. And I feel like I've been very kind of fortunate this year. I've had some really lovely clients. And the thing about Confidence to Grow is that you come, you join and you never leave, right? It's not a program that you complete. It's a coaching space that you're in forever whenever you need it. And seeing the development of people from when they joined to where they are now is just fantastic. You know, that's just an everyday, no, they are everyday wins. They are not everyday wins, but they are wins every day for me and for the clients. And it's just so lovely to see. And being able to kind of put people's words back to them and just say, this is massive. Why are you not acknowledging that this is massive? You need to just listen to what you're saying. This is an enormous shift that you've had. It's something that I feel so grateful to have created this space for this to be able to happen. So yeah, I love celebrating the wins and of my clients. It's not really something that I can talk about much because everything is so personal. So that's a frustration, I guess, in a certain way. But it you know, Chatham House rules, right? What happens in Confidence to Grow stays in Confidence to Grow unless people are willing to share it. But certainly that first client who joined, and I don't know if you're listening to this, but if you're listening to this, hi. The first client who joined was in on her own for a while, right? Because we all start with one. Well, we all start with zero and then there's one. And treating the one client with, you know, just like the best VIP ever, you know, and not thinking, oh God, there's only one person, this is rubbish. It's like, nope, they're getting super VIP treatment because they've got full and undivided attention. You know, that's massive, right? So changing your perspective on how you look at things and how you approach things is great. And I think that's been a real wisdom for this year. And I think definitely that's been a shift in me, because I know previously on programs, it's like, oh, well, I wanted 15 and I've only got, you know, 12 or whatever. And it can become negative. Whereas I just kind of knew that this was right. From the second that the idea popped into my head, I was just like, oh my God, this is what I've been working towards. This is it. This is it. This is it. And so one person was just the best celebration that I could have, right? And of course, then comes another. But there were a few weeks between the first person and the second person. That's absolutely true. And I want you to know that kind of holding your nerve like that is really, really important. And you're only able to do that if it's right, if it feels right, if it comes from your heart. Yeah. And that does take a lot of inner work and talking through stuff and crying and trying things that don't work and all this stuff. Right. You know, so another thing that we did this year, I suppose we decided it last year over the Christmas period. We're quite good, my husband and I, over the Christmas period at like planning stuff and mapping out our following year. We try and make Christmas as quiet a period as possible so that we have time together and just a bit of headspace and there's nothing much else going on, right? That's kind of quite important to us. And, you know, one year I decided that the following year we were going to eat at a different Michelin-starred restaurant every month. So that was a goal that I set for myself that was quite expensive, but loads of fun. What year was that? I think we did it in 2019, so it would have been New Year's Eve 2018 when I decided that. But yeah, it was fantastic and it's opened up a whole new world to us and all that shizzle, right? But what we decided a year ago was that we were going to plan in our holidays, right? And I partly that is because it's important. I don't know, it's important to know that you're going to have this uninterrupted time together. And also it allows for the year to have these kind of natural breaks. So we planned a holiday. It was our first proper wedding anniversary because we got married in a leap year. So that was an important week. My husband's birthday, we always go away for. And I had a big birthday, right? So we had to go away and have a holiday for that one. So we kind of had the, we kind of had the occasions to plan round, right? But it happened that it's like every 3 months or so. So having that break booked in, and I mean, you don't necessarily need to go away. It's just knowing that that break is in there that makes a difference. We were going to go away for a couple of weeks over Christmas, but because of the change in his job and all of that didn't happen. That hasn't happened, but it doesn't matter because that isn't a failure. That's just a, life's been slightly different and we have to be flexible. And so that's the thing, right? But that is something that I would really recommend that you do, that you kind of map out your whole year just knowing when the breaks are coming, right? Because it allows you to have almost like terms in a school, you know? You can focus on this and then you know that there's a full stop of a break, of a holiday, of a something coming. Because if you don't do that, you can find yourself just working and working and working, which is not good and which is not healthy. And it never sort of stops, right? But this time off really does make a difference. It's so important for us as entrepreneurs to give our blooming brains a bit of a rest. And they never go quiet, right? They just never, these busy entrepreneurial neurodivergent brains, they never stop. However, by extracting yourself from the day to day, you're able to think differently. And that's what's kind of important there. So think about the plans ahead, right? And kind of reflect on what's worked for you this year and hasn't. And think if, you know, planning your weeks off you don't have to book anything, right? But just then I'm going to be off. See if that will sit well for you for 2020, whatever year it is, five. Oh my goodness. I don't know. Or pick a year, you know, if you're listening to this in a year's time, 2026, because this will apply. This will apply for forever. And if there's something that you want to learn, you know, if you want to, you think, do you know what, I really want to do that, then just book it and just do it. And think about how future you will feel about today you if you've actually kind of done this stuff, yeah? And I think it comes on to like a yearly theme or a focus or something. You know the word of the year stuff? I mean, sometimes I've picked words in the past that I've thought sounded good. Like one year I was like, fun, yeah, because I need more fun. And that's true. But I think I wasn't in the place to really be able to add that in, if that makes sense. So the work that I was delivering was great clients, but it wasn't in the right kind of format or, you know, quite right for me. So the fun was almost separate to everything. Whereas the kind of year of the word of the year, I think, needs to be something that is, you know, really means something to you. And for this year, I chose bold, right? And I've got it tattooed on my wrist. I had a big tattoo nearly a year ago. And one of the things it says, be bold, right? And it's like a brain splurge all over the inside of my arm. But bold. And the reason that was kind of important to me was because it was about just asking myself, oh, but what if I did? You know, this fear that sits there all the time. It does for me, and I'm sure it does for you too. But it's like, yeah, but what if? What if I just send that email? You know, what would happen? And it's actually been kind of quite helpful to me. I'm very literal with stuff as well. So having it tattooed on my arm is like, oh yeah, I need to be bold. Okay, yeah, so I'll just send that email. That's fine. No, because that's what I've told myself I'm going to do. It's quite a permanent thing, having a tattoo, you know, so you can't really get out of it. But it's been kind of quite helpful. So choosing a word or a theme or a focus for the year that can just give you the confidence to do the thing, yeah, then that's quite useful, but not to force it. I mean, fun, right? Everybody needs more fun in life is great, but it felt a bit, I think when I chose that one, it felt a bit contrived, really, I would say. And on that too, you can set any goals that you want. You know, you can kind of work back from that. I guess your yearly theme or word or focus or whatever, it is what helps get you to the goals, helps you achieve the goals or helps you work towards the goals. But for me, my goal, I'm going to do actually next week or the next episode, I'm sorry, the next episode is going to be, because this is a bonus cheeky episode on the wrong day of the week for my normal episode. So everything's out of work, everyone's confused. It's going to be about goals and setting goals that you actually stick to and all this stuff. So I'm not going to talk too much about goals today. But thinking, reflecting on what you've achieved this year, what's worked, what hasn't worked, what you did that you didn't need to do, you know, stripping things out will help you set the goals for the coming year that actually are the ones that you want to achieve, right? Because that's what it boils down to. And mine will be the simplest of simple. That's, you know, because I've stripped everything back so much this year. And that is another win and wisdom for sure. It's like you don't need 30 different steps in a funnel. You don't need a million different complicated, you don't need to do TikTok, right? You don't need all the stuff just because you can do all the stuff. And so really simplifying, going proper old school in your business will actually help you to achieve that. And I just think that's so important. You know, it's like, yeah, we can set these massive goals and we can make them really complicated. And it's like, but you'll run out of steam by the end of January. I mean, I know I will. And if it's too complicated and I have to think about it too much, or it's too big, then that's not going to work. So for me, it's like I have my ongoing monthly goal, which is 3 new clients to join Confidence to Grow. And the reason it's 3 is because then I am still able to give a lot of time and attention when people join. I get to know people. It's very, very personal. And it doesn't make the space too big or overwhelming for me or for anybody in it, right? So that's really important. And that's it. Yeah. That's a dead strip. And everything else I do leads into that. It's a dead simple goal. But if I said, oh my God, 36 in a year, wow, no way. Absolute horrendous, just puts the absolute willies up me, right? So, no, thank you. But of course, they're the same thing, yeah? But it's the way you phrase stuff for yourself and the way your brain works and how you process things and the kind of goals that make a difference to you. And to me, it is 3 a month because that's what, you know, that's what it is, yeah? That's what works for me. So feel free to kind of keep everything in the perspective that you need it to be in. Yeah. This is you. This is your business. This is your objective. This is your goal. This is your year's evaluation. This is, you know, do whatever works for you, right? Definitely, I would say be careful of the language that you use to reflect on your year that you've had, right? So nothing was wrong, nothing was bad. Some things worked better than others, but you've achieved an awful lot this year. So take the positives and the negatives, you know, reflect on them and then put them in the bin, right? We don't need to dwell on that. Not in a toxic positivity way, but just in a, oh yeah, do you know what? I've learned a lot this year and this is the stuff that I'm going to carry on doing and that lot. No, I can just jog on over there. I'm not interested in that anymore. And that's a much healthier way of promoting it. So, a new year, every year brings new lessons, new learnings, new understanding, new opportunities. And I know for an absolute fact that you have both the resilience and the creativity to tackle whatever comes next. And I'm here. I'm here for you. If you need me, you know how to get a hold of me. Lots of love. Let's go out and have a happy new year. See you next week. Bye. Thank you for listening to Life in Business. Please make sure that you subscribe or follow so you don't miss any future episodes. And if you enjoyed today's show, please leave a review as it helps others to find the podcast and spread the word that there's an easier way to do business. If you want to chat with me about today's episode or suggest a topic for the future, I would love to hear from you. You can find me on Instagram @LibbyLangley. See you next week.